Friday morning. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Free throws, hurdles, all those things. Friday Night Lights. Yeah, that's what we were doing on Fridays. But you know, Johnny, I'm thinking, as we're coming in to summer, it's time for a new Friday segment. And I tell you, what I'm really, you know, thinking about this, I was just like, you know, we've got Jacob, chairman of the boards, he's not our new producer anymore, but he's there. He's been doing some just amazing things and, you know, always dropping vocabulary on me that I don't really understand, so that, you know, and he's an intelligent dude, and he likes the Rest is History podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, yeah, you know, which is some really good stuff. So I'm thinking, and Johnny, you and I were kind of teasing this around, going like, how about on Fridays? It's Jacob is truly the producer in control of the show, and he's going to just kind of hit us cold with the stuff he's thinking about, you know, in an education. I don't know, Johnny, I know you're not good on, like, quick sarcasm. I'm wondering how you're going to be on, you know, the Tim bombs always discombobulate you. Are you going to be all right?
I don't know. Timmy coming at me hard right out of the gate. I don't think that's accurate. I think, yeah, I tend not to pick up the sarcasm, but I'm quick on my feet. I got fast hands. Tim, right. I got quick rebuttals. I'm always on edge, razor tongued, you know. But no, I love it because Jacob is such part of the show, and we're starting to vibe and gel. And it's been a little over a month, and we're getting some good chemistry going with the guy on the boards, and he's got awesome questions and discussions that he brings up throughout the week. And we thought, you know what, we've all been to the casino, and we've gone to the table where it's dealer's choice. We've all had that, you know, and not to be confused with Sophie's choice, but Friday's segment's going to be Jacob's choice. Stuff right. that kind of pops out to him from the week, or, you know, are part of our side conversations that he's like, hold on, I'm going to ask these guys more about that. Let's talk a little bit more about these other exciting things that popped up that maybe we didn't, you know, elaborate on. And and so we kick it to Jacob, especially in the summer when so many of our essential curriculars that we hit on these segments are also in the off season. So lots of cool stuff happening in summer, but this is a fun break. And Jacob, man, here we are premiering Jacob's Choice here on our Friday drop. So, you know, hit us with whatever.
Okay, I'm super excited for this, Johnny. I've been thinking about it all week ever since you told me about the idea. And part of that is, this is pretty dumb, but I made a little intro for the segment.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to hear the
intro? Yeah, we got to hear it.
Yes, sir. Yes, we do.
Here it is.
Tim and I have concocted a special new segment that's going to start up pretty soon. Jacob, you're going to be driving our Friday drops. Anything goes. It's going to be producer's choice.
Ow! You and yes, I have two choices.
Chairman of the board, Jacob.
Ow! Jacob, chairman of the board.
I bet the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
We choose to go to the moon.
Life's full of tough choices.
You chose poorly.
So I put more work into that, guys, than I have really anything I'm actually supposed to do around here so far in my 3 months working for the company. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very excited. But most importantly, that's just an intro. Now it's time for the segment, guys.
Oh,
are you ready?
Go. I love it. Let's go.
I'm ready, Jacob.
Gentlemen, there is no hotter topic in education this week and really this month than Donald Trump's decision to cut straight at the heart of Harvard University. Now, how's he doing this, you may ask? Is he expelling Goodwill Hunting from the school? Is he banning Dunkin' Donuts from the campus? Is he making legacy admissions legal? No, no, we can all agree those would be good things. Nope. What Donald Trump's doing is he's threatening not to issue visas for foreign students to come and study at Harvard. Now, gentlemen, I would like to hear your opinions. is this as bad as it sounds on a straightforward level? Or, as some Trump supporters say, is this a chance to knock down and create some structural change? Will this convince higher education, especially our Ivy League, not to depend so much on foreign students who they can charge out the yazoo, Johnny, and start to be a bit more competitive for American students? Gentlemen, the time is yours. I'm going to leave now.
I'm going to try to go quickly. Off. Jacob walks off the set. He's like, yep, I'm going to just let you guys handle it. Okay. The way you kind of teed that up for us is going, could be a little bit of both. I got to take this, though, from the standpoint of going, it's bad policy. It's Trump doing anything he can to keep him in the news. Now, whether he's going to follow through with any of this, make any of it happen, I mean, this is just the constant noise that Trump continues to actually thrive on, because it is something that, you know, he likes to hear his name in the news. And as I've listened to a couple other people, it's really a pretty darn good strategy, because we get really sucked up by all of the things that he's doing. And then we forget to pay attention to the things maybe that really, really matter.
So, Tim, you're saying you think this is all just a big distraction from the master 5D chess player Donald Trump to trick us into not paying attention to his true machinations.
No, he's not playing 5D chess, but I just wanted to point that out there.
He's barely playing two-dimensional checkers, I would say.
I would say, too. What's happening, though, is that I think there is a legitimate critique that you just brought up, Jacob, which is, you know, relying on international students as budget cogs. In other words, to say, let's, you know, charge as much as we can because we can balance the budget. Now, I will say, though, for Harvard, that's actually nonsense, because they don't need to bring international students and charge them exorbitant rates to make their budget work. Their budget's always going to work. In fact, I'm going to point out, they probably could bring those international students actually on full scholarships and still be quite okay, by the simple fact that the tuition they're charging American students is way more than enough to continue to make bank. But this, though, when you're talking about from the standpoint of access, though, you know, here's something, Trump, I would like him to actually talk about, which is to say, for an institution, and not just Harvard, but any of these places that really, truly, as you say, legacy admissions just happens, you know, your connection. How many students out there who have the ability to be a Harvard student, to be a Cornell student, to be a Bowdoin student, you name it, right? They can't get in and they never will get in. Why? Not because they're not capable, but because Harvard's really play the game of making them a luxury product that is only accessible to a very small minority of people. And that, in my, is to say, I would like to see something being done for all of these mega exclusive schools to say, when are you going to open the doors for all of the students that really could deserve a chance and could do incredibly well, and actually take away some of that kind of elitist stigma? That's my take, Johnny.
Yeah, man. I mean, for me, Jacob, I love this. This is a hot topic, and it's an interesting one because, you know, like, I like wrestling, WWE. I like the theatrics. I also like reality TV. You know, I'm Bravo bro, self-admittedly here. I like some drama, but this is actually pretty serious, but it's akin. You know, this to me is just part of the storyline of Trump's, like you said, Tim, Trump's whole big noise. And this is about the ongoing beef between Trump and institutions he's beefing with. One of them, Harvard, they're easy target to say, like, it's full of woke individuals. And, you know, I think recently this week I saw a headline that, you know, the administration was attacking LGBTQ graduates and things like that. It's like hate speech coded into beef, you know? And so I think this is just another part of that storyline. It's another chapter in the Trump versus the supposed elite in higher ed who expose, you know, some of the fallacies and weak points. It's also another way to do a coded attack on the working class. I'm not a blue collar scholar here. I'm gonna say, like, he's couching this whole thing. Like you said, Tim, there's a valid critique in all this in terms of, you know, not relying on international students in terms of tuition, you know, shortfallings and things like that. But if he's truly, which he's saying, he's truly doing this to create more opportunity for students here in the United States, particularly from the working class, which is like right in the wording of his own rationalization and justification for this lawless, right, for this lawless attack on Harvard. Of course, Harvard is, you know, the other counterpart to this is it's unified Harvard.
Yeah.
Like they have a space of historical dissonance amongst, like, is it conservative? Is it liberal? Like, if we really get into sort of the research Harvard puts out, it's pretty across the board politically.
Right.
And so, but if it's done one thing successfully, it's unified those people to be like, hey man, F this guy. Like, he can't do that. So that's interesting. But I come back to this coded attack on the working class, which is a signifier of the Trump administration. It's that, you know, if you really, sir, if you really want to create more opportunity for the working class, how about you convince your fellow Republicans in the House to drop their new budget changes around financial aid for higher education? This stuff that they're doing is actually restricted large number of working class students from being able to attend even trade schools.
Right.
So if you're really all for, you know, like learners here in the United States having more opportunity, then be all about that. I'm all for that. Instead, what you're really about is your next beef, your next saga, you know, in the ongoing feud that you have with people who speak truth to power on both sides of the spectrum politically. Like, really, you just are beefing. And this is just one of the punches thrown from your direction, the Trump administration, at higher education, you know, saying, well, we want to create more opportunity for young people in the United States, especially those in the working class. I mean, Harvard already has reduced tuition, I want to say free because nothing is free, but significantly reduced tuition for anybody in this country who's qualified to attend Harvard and whose household income is below a certain level. I mean, this constitutes the working class and the working poor in this country. So Harvard is not an institution that has not been accessible to people in the United States. So this is like a coded way. And Tim, why I say that is it's also a strategic punch thrown, because it fits into his personal beef, and we know the guy loves his beefs, right? But he likes McDonald's. McDonald's
serves beef. Like corned beef and...
Okay. Yeah, all the beefs. But in general, what this does is it sends... You've said this before, Tim. No, I'll borrow your words. It sends a chilling effect.
Yeah.
It sends a message out across all these institutions of higher education, like, oh no, this could be us. Good thing it's not us. It's like, hey, he's picked a fight with a particular university strategically. That university is also unified in its response. You know, they pretty much have clapped back and said, good luck with that. That's not going to happen. We will not comply. We'll continue to not comply. And therefore, we have a good old-fashioned, like WWE, a good storyline going here that we can continue to follow. But again, I just want to highlight, to me, the piece is like, it's a coded way of like, it's a dog whistle for saying, hey, I'm going to help you working class. But really, he's not helping anybody in the working class.
No. No.
You know, it's also a sign of irrationality, because like, this is lawless. Like, you really can't do this. So it's sort of, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. It's sort of like any parent out there, when you've been caught in like a power struggle with a young person, especially a teenager, you're like, guess what? You're grounded this weekend. You know, and they might say, I hate you, or no, I don't care. Like, Like, you know, you don't love me. And then you say, oh, yeah, it's 2 weeks. And they say, oh, yeah, F you. And you say, oh, yeah, you're grounded for 3 years. It's like they know and you know they're not grounded for 3 years. It's like one of those escalated beefs that just gets to be irrational and ridiculous. But I don't want to downplay it, Tim, because you hit on this several times before, that this stuff has a chilling effect. Mm-hmm. And this stuff matters. And to me, that's why I wanted to highlight, Jacob, thanks for teeing that up, because I hadn't really thought much about it in the last couple of days. But, you know, as I revisited and we were talking about it, I'm thinking, you know, I did catch some headlines where he said this is going to create opportunity for the working class. And my blue collar ear went boop, opened wide up. And I'm like, really, really, this is this the same way like people were duped into voting for you because grocery bills were high and now they're even higher? Right. This is the same kind of thing. You've actually limited access by poking the bear over at Harvard or across the country. And like I come back to, if you really want to help kids, families, learners of all different generations that are part of the working class, then get your cronies in the House to drop their new budget changes. Get back to financial aid for higher education. Let's move towards, if we really want to create opportunity, hey, let's do it. So this is just like a populist movement to really attack higher education and limit the working class even further.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Jacob, I really want your take on how we did, because you get to assess the educators.
Oh,
You know, for sure. But John, yeah, you know, in what you just said is an example of what I thought, you know, okay, all of this noise with Harvard. Guess what? Massive budget cut to financial aid for students who need it to get into college. We're not looking at that big, beautiful bill. We're instead consumed by this Harvard thing. All right, Jacob, chairman of the board, how do we do? And I know we're getting tight, and I don't know if you're going to try to squeeze a quick one in on us.
Overall, guys, really strong first effort. And I admire that. I thought that was really great. We're going to try to do better next time. Do you guys think you can be here with me next week? Join me again?
Yeah, man, we are here with you.
That is great.
You're driving the bus and I'm on it, man. Let's go.
All right. And so like I always say about populism, not on this show because I try not to talk too much, but like bars and stuff. I always say about populism, they can identify things that bother people and maybe identify some problems. They just come up with really horrible, ignorant, dumb solutions to those problems. And I want to leave people on a note of positivity here on Busted Pencils. So I was thinking, maybe could you guys give me your 60-second pitch on how we can actually help working class people get a university degree? Johnny, you want to lead us off?
Yeah, man. Provide more access through financial aid to higher education. Even dare I go there, talk about universal higher education. Let's just provide public education K through adulthood. Like, hey, you want to get into the trades? Trade school is an option. Like, register here and you qualify, especially if you're a citizen of this country, right? It's part of tax-funded efforts to keep America great. It doesn't need to be made great again. It needs to be kept great with changes. So that's my 60 seconds or less pitch. Let's really support, you know, families and working class kids, and, you know, instead of funding tax cuts for the rich, you know, put some of those dollars towards continued education for great people in our communities.
Ooh, Tim, that was good from Johnny. I don't know. You got to do your 60 seconds. It can't top that, can it?
Well, I don't know if I can top that, because I'm going to do the old, Johnny said what I wanted to say.
You get to go first, Tim.
No, but I mean, yeah, access, right? Okay, access. But then, and people, I talk about this, you know, access, but access with resources, the resources that allow the access then to be meaningful. And I love what you said, Johnny, too. Any type of higher education, trade school, community college. We see community colleges now really stepping up. But yeah, you know what? Higher education, it's a right. It should not be a privilege. And so I would point that out and say, what can we do? We can really create a movement of people talking about going, the right to education is what we have by being Americans. And yeah, that is what continues or could really make America great. So Jacob, with that, I would say now is time for your moment of Zen. Control in modern times requires more than force, more than law. It requires that a population whose lives are filled with cause for rebellion be taught that all is right just as it is.
Oh, thank you for listening to this episode of Busted Pencils, Jacob's producer's choice. Remember to grab great podcasts full with more Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course on the Civic Media website or at bustedpencils.com. Hey, don't you dare be late for homeroom on Monday, and be sure to grab next week's class in session on Wednesday. And if you don't already know, then I'm going to tell you, and you're going to love it. You can catch Busted Pencils broadcast 3 p.m. Central Time every Saturday across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.